Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesday and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. How's everybody out there tonight? Hope everybody's trying to stay a little warm. Cold weather. Been cold for the last few days, even up in some areas, been some ice. So hope everybody made it through it and trying to protect them calls, protect the health. Stay healthy. We on at the end of another year, as you know. Only got another 21 days left in 2013 before we start gearing up for 2014. Just to let everybody know, folks, she get Ernie on. She's trying to get Ernie on there. They get the tech tips out of the way. Just to put it out here, we're getting a lot of questions, concerns of people wondering, well, the Tommy Dog and Showed Up Racing going to have their last event of 2013. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, Mother Nature just not going to let that be possible because the weather conditions are too cold to try to put on a great event for the fans and for the racers. And I hate to have an event, have people come follow us so they like what we do just to show support and come out there up under subpar track conditions because they're so hard to manage this time of year. So we taking the opportunity to say for 2013, this is it. And we'll be coming out with a 2014 race schedule real soon. So that's it for our camp. We're going to wish everybody the best at the end of the year. If you want to go out, just make sure you take care of yourself and weigh track conditions in for this time of year and be safe. With that being said, we're going to get to Ernie from Coffee Car with his tech tips. We're going to get him on before we go any further. How you doing, Ernie?
I tell you what, I'm warmer than you are.
I know that's right. It's 30 degrees down here, Ernie, so I imagine you are.
Well, y'all going to put on some snow tires and race this weekend or not?
Well, no, Ernie, the weather condition is not going to let put that show on. I don't want to put a show on in these conditions and have guys come out and just try to show support and go down the track and have something happen just because they're trying to show support. So at this time, we're going to wait and come out. Simon Dog and Show Up Racing with the 2014 schedule real soon. So that'll be the last one for our race program. Now, the track may, some of these tracks may still try to open for some tests in tune. I know cold as it was, believe it or not, Sandstone Raceway, but y'all don't know, they was open this weekend. It was in the high 30s, low 40s. So some people still go out and do it. I'd like to say a lot of cars they had out there were, you know, cars that don't quite run all as fast, so they just doing it for the fun and having a good time for the import cars and stuff like that. But a lot of these guys,
even an import car, when the track gets this cold, I mean, if you've got a 15, 16-second car or an 8-mile, maybe a 7, 8-second car, you can run and have fun. It's a street car but you still got to watch the conditions. These tracks are not designed to hold any traction below 50 degrees track surface. So once it gets below that, you might as well just put it back in the trailer, go home and have fun, or get together and just, you know, chew up for Nick, what happened all year, and try to figure out who's going to be the grudge race champion of this year. Because, boy, that daggum thing has really gotten stretched out and confusing. And it seems like if you took a vote now, you wouldn't. Well, they have been voting, and nobody knows who's going to be the grudge champion for this year. This has been a good year for those guys.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ernie. I just come off the whole show, and boy, right now they got a winged eagle going on over there trying to pick who's going to be grudge race of the year for the national deal. Boy, I tell you what, that criteria right now got things so stretched out, it's kind of hard to pick because there's so many ways you can look at the criteria that they got set for it. You know,
that one gentleman on Dog Show probably had the best thing. Are you voting for the best grudge racer, the best car owner, or the best crew team? I mean, the team, because the three guys all have different circumstances to be classified as the champion for the year.
Yeah, I heard that. It's going to be a tough call, man. At the end of the day, you know, I'll be right there trying to see how it's going to unfold, but it's going to be a tough call, man. It's one of them, you know, be interesting to see how it come out, but it's going to be a tough call.
Yeah. Well, I get into my tech tip. Y'all didn't hear the Ask Ernie Tech show last night. We had Mark Mincer from Mincer Performance, who is the, well, for better name, he's known as the shock nerd. Was giving out some great information on how to tune the shocks, what shocks to run, towing your car, how to tow the car. Because, as he said, more wear and tear is done to the shocks while you're transporting it to the race than ever happens while you're at the race. As the car is going up and down the roads on these on trailers, that car is bouncing, moving around, and every movement is loading that shock. So it tends to wear out the seals. It really some good information last night. So go back and listen to it on the archive. It's the Ask Ernie Tech Show. What I wanted to talk about tonight is, you know, everybody's been hearing the horror stories about insurance. Well, insurance is finally getting to the racer. As of the first of the year, the sanctioning bodies and the insurance companies are coming up with a ruling that any high-pressure bottle must be certified within 5 years of the date. So it's got to be, if your bottle is over 5 years old, it's going to have to be hydrostatted to run any sanctioned race and possibly any sanctioned track if they decide to start taking it. And just being honest with you guys, one of the main criteria on hydrostatting a bottle or checking it is if there are any torch marks on your bottle, it will not pass tech. It will not pass hydrostat. So you start looking early, because don't go to a race and show up and they kick you out because your bottles aren't legal. This is something that's been going on for a number of years. They've put it off and put it off. But this year, I think there's been too much notice of problems with bottles, people getting killed with bottles, the explosions, the fires, and I think the insurance companies have just said, it's enough. We've let it go for, oh, Lord, I've been in the business for 40 years, and it's never been a requirement to have the bottles hydrostated. Yes, DOT requires it every 5 years for any pressurized vessel, but the sanctioned bodies have never really stepped on it. Well, since NHRA has stepped up in the last couple of years and allowed nitrous in their national events. They started coming up with rules and regulations that those cars had to be teched by. And the one thing they put in there was the DOT rules and regulations on pressurized vessels. Now, this is not only your nitrous bottles. If you're running an air shifter, this is your air shifter bottle also. The little 2-pound, 2.5-pound bottles, those are also going to be under the hydrostat guidelines. They're not requiring a SFI sticker yet, but they are requiring certification on the bottles. Now, this is a big thing. There's a lot of bottles out there. If you're going to run at some outlaw tracks, you may be able to get by with it. But any major track or, like I say, a sanctioned body, they're going to step on out-of-date bottles. If you look on your bottle, right below the valve, there are some numbers that are stamped into your nitrous bottle. It's going to tell you the manufacturer and that it's 1,800 PSI tested. But on the right-hand end of the second line, it's going to give you some numbers like 12-13. That would be that bottle was manufactured December of 13. You have 5 years from that date. Any bottle that is out of the 5 years is illegal. So, guys, pay attention to it. That's where I'm going to leave it tonight. If you got any questions, you know, push one and I'll answer your questions for you. But, guys, this is going to be a major player for next year. Bottle manufacturers have already told us that they will not, repeat, not be able to up the production for the nitrous bottles. Nitrous bottles run into a production that normally goes from 1 year to 2 years in advance. So this coming in, the bottle manufacturers will not be able to catch up with anything or change their production for at least another year. Back to you, Tracy.
Okay. Well, guys, you might want to start checking on that. Hey, you get one of these tracks that check like that and run into a problem, got a full bottle of nitrous, and they won't let you go. So I want to start trying to pay attention to that. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't see any hands up. I want to say something, but I'd like to know, Ernie. You can tune in to Ernie on Monday nights and get all you can ask for in the world of nitrous and a lot of other questions when you get having four people on. So maybe we'll get some of those people on this show and you come give some of that information.
Yeah.
Got a lot of listeners down this way. Sometimes, you know, they can't get on that show because they come on early. And maybe we can kind of give the information out there as well. So.
Yeah, I know the information tonight is a good information, guys. But, you know, they may put it off a little bit longer due to the bottle manufacturers, but for what they're saying right now, it's not going to happen. Another thing, Tracy, that I wanted to bring up, and I know everybody has heard about it, is if you would, I'd like to have a moment of silence for Mandela, because he was a great man and probably of one of the few people in the world that I would have liked to sit down and had a discussion with. Could we have a few seconds of silence?
Yeah, Ernie, let's do that. Let's just take a moment of silence in honor of the late Nelson Mandela.
Tracy, I want to thank you. And, guys, if you don't hear from me again, have a Merry Christmas. Have a safe holiday. And let's come out next year ready to set some new records. If you got any questions, you got any problems, give me a call, 1-800-648-7687. That's 1-800-NITROUS. Tracy, I appreciate it. Y'all have a good Christmas if I don't talk to you again, and I'll be listening to the show.
Okay, Ernie, we appreciate it. You have a nice and safe Christmas. I don't know if you're going to Orlando. If you're there, I hope to see you down there. If not, you have a great Christmas.
It was on the plans until Scott decided to come up and have a baby 2 weeks ago. So I think we're right now in a holding pattern as far as a newborn versus me taking off for some time to go down there.
Okay, well, you know, you have a good Christmas, I'm quite sure. You'll probably be getting a lot of calls here, people getting Christmas stuff, taking advantage of that nice, comfort stuff, equipment you got there, the races, man. It's some nice stuff, so quite sure you'll be getting a lot of calls and some orders placed, guys. Be trying to gear up for the new year, especially on those models. They go back to look at some of these dates. We all probably guilty in some way of having policies way out of date.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, if we can help you, y'all give us a call. 1-800-NITROUS. CompuCar Nitro Systems. Tracy, y'all have a good evening. I'll be listening to the show.
Okay, Ernie. We thank you. Okay, well, I got some news that I want to bring. I want to bring out tonight because it's going to actually come out this weekend before we won't have another show until next week. I like to bring it to Texas fans. As you know, I've been working, and we've been working, and we did World Grudge Nationals last year, early this year, in July 4th weekend, in Rockingham, North Carolina. We had a lot of guys from Texas make the haul up to Rockingham and that produced one of the largest grudge race in the country, with over 50 some grudge races going down from races from all over the country. We had a good time up there, a lot of action, met a lot of people. It was action packed. I just want to bring to the Texas fans who always been wanting the East Coast races to come to Texas. Just want to make the announcement tonight that World Grudge Nationals will be held July 4th and 5th. July 4th and 5th, the World Grudge Nationals will be held here in Texas. I reached out to a lot of different track owners, trying to make some deals for the organization to have this big event. And, it was some decisions made, things we were looking for to try to accommodate what we try to do for the World Grudge Nationals team. And at this time, I just want to make the announcement that we have selected a place to bring the World Grudge Nationals, and that would be San Antonio Raceway, July 4th and 5th, the largest grudge race in the world will happen right here in Texas at San Antonio Raceway. Just want to bring you news, guys. You know, big thing. Guys are eager for it. They're looking, they're coming. And we just want to make sure we can pack the stands and have a place where people show up and show out. So I want to put that announcement out there. World Grudge Nationals will be held at San Antonio Raceway July 4th and 5th, 2014. Now, with that said, you know, at the end of the year, like we've been talking about, we need to come up with our own, and we have to get together as promoters and track owners and fans and racers and pick our own, Texas own grudge race of the year. We threw it out there last week a little bit. We didn't really get far, just got the names, but we have to come up with something to honor our own people, because some of those same people will be nominees on the national list, but we want to make sure we take care of our own for the ones who don't always travel as far to get considered for the national Grudge Race of the Year award and many other awards to have that banquet. It's going to be in Atlanta this year. It'll be a very nice banquet. We had it last year in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and it was a nice banquet. Texas needs to work on, you know, stepping up, stepping out, trying to provide something for our spectators, racers, and fans who cannot travel as far all the time. So, with that said, I just want to talk about, man, we're going into 2014. Believe it or not, I get a lot of calls about different stuff when it comes promoters, when it comes to track on. And here we are again in a dilemma. And we constantly try to strive to find ways to fix it to where track owners and promoters can find a common ground and work together to do these events. It's a sad thing when it always comes to a lot of bickering about complaints of racists being thrown on top of racists. You know, I think that it makes it for a watered-down event. And I believe there's enough that we spread it out a little bit. We all, boys, race promoters and track owners to find a place to pack the house and give racers and fans what they pay their money to come see. It's, you know, we're at the end of the year going off into a new one, and it had already been some discussions about particular dates on top of dates. A lot of times, I'm going to say it like this. We know in the grudge race world, when there's a grudge race, we know certain people generally have or stay close to the dates that they have each and every year. And for the most part, I think promoters and track owners try to respect it. You know, they'll call or they'll look on the schedule, make a call, ask the people about their dates. But then we always run into a case, I guess, in the last couple of years where dates are being stacked on top of each other. And that's always concerning, and it was just something that I think we need to work on. And we like to put it out there for discussion. Racers, promoters, and fans all need to understand that we got a long way to go in order to make this successful. For as Texas is concerned, we got to find ways to make it better and work together. So that was some. I asked for promoters to be on here tonight, and I asked for track owners or managers to come on tonight because it's concerned about how some things ran and people feel that they should have ran a different way. So with that said, we're going to go to the lines. If you got something you want to say, you got a problem, you want to address it, you feel like the grudge world needs to know about it, I want it to be done in a respectful manner. If it starts, if it goes and try to get out of hand, I'm going to set the standard right now, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to mute your mic. I don't normally like to mute mics, but we don't want it to turn into just an all-out non-productive beat session. We don't want to turn into that. We want to try to make some ground, come to some understanding, and move forward. But we're going to be going into a new year. But before we do that, Sharon, I want to make note for the Grudge World, some who may not know, for the Texas guys that's headed out going to No Guts, No Glory race in Orlando, Florida. Just want to make note, as y'all know, we have Tree Man been looking to lock in a race. He's taking his machine out there. He's looking to lock in a race. I don't think they got anything finalized yet. I also want y'all to know the Birdman crew has stepped up and challenged one of the heavyweights of the East Coast, the Shadow, and they're going to make the haul to Orlando. I don't know which other races plan on taking the car. I think Bushnell called me, said he was looking to try to lock in with some guy named Lunchbox, also out of Florida. I just want to, you know, hey, yeah, I support the guys making the trip. Wish them a safe trip. Great time. And we're going to Florida to represent Texas. Texas have now been known all over when it comes to grudge racing. And that's a we should all give ourselves a pat on the back because we all play a part in some way of getting Texas on the map when it comes to the world of grudge racing. So, man, I just want to thank everybody for doing what you do in the grudge game and coming on these shows and participating and showing up at these tracks and fans for coming out, spending your money to enjoy us doing what we so love to do. I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate everybody. And going off into 2014 with the World Grudge Nationals coming to Texas, man, we all should be joyful for that because it was a task to get it, to come to Texas. You know, took a little wrestling with it. We headed in that direction, and it's in stone. So for the guys going to Orlando, guys, I want to say be safe. We wish you well. I'll be there rooting you guys on, doing your things, standing up. Texas, stand up. We're going to be coming. Okay. Now, with that said, we just want to speak with some of the promoters, some of the track owners. I don't know how many track owners we have on here, but there was a concern that came up about the stacking of events and how promoters and track owners or managers should be able to work together. Now, if you have something you want to say, push the one button at this time. Sharon, I'm going to let you go down and start opening the mics. And again, I'm going to tell you right now, if it starts going in a direction that I don't seem doomed as fit to go, I'm going to ask you to kind of tone it down. I'll be more respectful. And if you get out of hand, I'm going to mute your mic. That's just the way we want to try to bring some understanding going off into 2014. That's it, Sharon. What we got?
Okay, Tracy, how do you want to do this? Do you want to – I've got one track owner and two other promoters with their hands up. Do you want to do it one at a time, or do you want to try and open all three mics at once, and I'll tell you who they are, and you can call on them one at a time? How do you want to do it?
Okay, let's just do it like this. We're going to try. We all men. We're going to try. If we get to acting like boys, then I'm going to make the call, and I'm going to say, I'm going to mute your mic, and I'm going to mute your mic. If you want to talk again, take your hand down and put it back up. But remember, if you come back on and it's getting out of hand, I'm going to do the same thing, and I might not be so nice the next time as to let you back on. Let's just try to bring this discussion and put this out here. It came to me because there's a concern, and we want to kind of put it out there. We want to see what is it can we do to all try to work together, and when this thing to get out of hand, and there's a problem, how can we try to find some kind of common ground? I believe there's enough room and enough dates out here where we should be able to be a little flexible. Now, with that said, Sharon, I'm going to let you go. The hands you got up, you can open the mic, and we're going to let, right now, since I see you got the mics open, go make your first call.
Gene, your mic is open. Batman, your mic is open. Alley Cat, your mic is open.
All right. What up, Trey?
What's going on, man? How's it going?
Oh, man, see, I'm good, man. What's happening to you?
Not much, man.
I'm just listening, chilling out. That's all I'm doing, man. I mean, just chilling, man. I'm okay.
Okay. So
hey, I got something to say. You know, this is our third or fourth time talking about this. For some reason, it won't go away. Now, I remember about 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, this same discussion came up. And when I was trying to tell all the track owners and the promoters, stop stacking races on top of one another, your famous words was, people going to do what they want and get in where you fit in. And remember what you told me?
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about you.
No,
You stacked the race on top of me about two years ago.
Oh, okay, okay. Let's address that. Let me see, when you say stacking a race, that means you come out with a schedule with a race on top of another race, right? Let me address that. Since you brought that up, you picked a fine time to bring it up. You go outside, we try to perform. Since you brought that up, let me bring that. Now, I went to the track, and the man gave a date. The man said, let me see if it will be fine. And once the man went, and it wasn't fine, I always speak on how can it be worked out. And that's what I'm talking about now. How can it be worked out? Did we come to an agreement to how it can be worked out?
But the point is, you shouldn't have to work nothing out.
Let me make an agreement to do it. Then you were fine with it. So what I'm saying is this, Attacat, and this is about understanding. Let me explain to Attacat. You can't come back after the fact when we sat down and we talked about it and came to agreement. Once we came to agreement, then it was fine. After that, I moved it. Am I right?
That's not what we're talking about. You're trying to twist it around. What I'm saying is, hold on, Trey. What I'm saying is, if a person been doing a race for 2 or 3 years and everybody know about it, and then somebody come out the blue and just give a race right on top of theirs or a week before theirs, come on, man. That ain't right.
Okay.
This is what's going on.
And me and you fixed that problem, didn't we? Now, there's a problem.
Let me show you something.
One at a time. But I'm just showing Attica, he bringing up something 2 years ago, and we fixed it. So we had that problem. We fixed that problem, right? So you want to bring that same problem back up, and then you got to look at what you just did. You brought that same problem back up, and then you threw a race right before mine. I didn't say nothing about it because I didn't say nothing. But what you bring up right now, you did the exact same thing. So if it was a problem then and you looked at it as a problem then you came back and did the same thing this year. So what's the problem? Me and you fixed that problem. I talked to you brought you in on the race. You was happy with it. The next year, I say, I don't want to do it that close to your race, that cat. I'm going to move it. So we found a common ground and fixed it for that year to where both people benefited from it. And the next year, I got away from your day. See, so we fixed that.
Okay, is the problem, hold on, is the problem really fixed? Because now we got the same identical thing happen again for March 22nd for Biden race. It's the same thing that happened again.
Okay, I said we, me and you, we fixed our problem. Now it's somebody else's problem. So we just talking about it. We bringing it up. So if those people on the line, we want to let them try to find a way, maybe they can fix yours. We fixed our problem.
Well, why don't you call them out? Are you scared of them or something?
No,
call
they on the phone.
We already know.
They on the phone. What? She called your name. He called, and she's waiting for Gene to call. So they on the phone. Just say, hold on.
Well, come on, Gene. Let's hear it, Gene.
I'm here. It's basically the same thing that you're talking about, Alec. You're talking about you've had a race for a few years, and I guess Atomic Dog came in, and he was going to put on a show, and you talked to him, and y'all worked it out, and he decided to take it away because you've had it for a few years. So we're basically running into the same thing. North Star's had the March race for 4 years now. Yeah, I've only owned the track for a year and a half, but that March date sort of just sticks with North Star, and that's the problem that we're running into because he's called me in September, in October, no, in September he asked me, and then October he asked me, he said, do you know what your schedule is? And I said, Byron, I don't know what my schedule is. I don't know what's going on with my schedule. I don't even know anything about it yet. And I tried to explain that to him, and I told him, I said, I won't know anything about my schedule until all the racing associations from the Auto Pro Mods to the Fuel Alter to the X275 to all the stuff that we schedule throughout the year, because I can't – you basically hope that you can have the same dates that you do the prior years before, but sometimes it doesn't work out. Prime example, I've got one date that's not going to work out with the Auto Pro Mods, so I've got to switch that date. And I can't book or make my schedule or have my schedule even out or, you know, put out on my website until I get everything lined out. And that's the part of owning a racetrack. You know, I didn't book anything.
But does that mean everybody else have to suffer because they got to wait for you?
What do you mean wait for me? Everybody knows when your dates are, Byron. Everybody knows when your dates are, June and July.
I'm saying that's basically what you're saying. Nobody stopped you from doing your event, man. I told you that. Nobody stopped you from doing. You want to do your event? Do your event. But just like I told you, what you didn't know is that I'm over Dallas Raceway Rush program now. That's why I asked you that, Gene. That's why I kept asking you that. You told me you didn't know if you was going to do girls or not. You're going to probably stick with 275. I did ask.
You can't just do one show, Byron. Not when you're on a racetrack. You know better than that.
Listen, if somebody hired me to do something and I'm asking you, what else am I supposed to do? Wait for you until you tell me? Come on, Gene.
Well, you
told me.
First of all, Byron.
All I did is just ask you. You told me you didn't know. I asked you again.
Yeah, I didn't know my schedule. Nobody knows their schedule.
Okay, well,
hey, let me ask you one question. What track out there?
I even went around the 15th. Well, you always have your date on. I mean, come on, man. I mean, what do you want
to do? It doesn't matter, Byron. First of all, you don't do a grudge race 1 week and then have another one another week. All you're doing is hurting the crowd, hurting the grudge game. That's what this whole thing's about.
Let me tell you something. I'm not hurting the grudge game because you know what? Let me tell you something. Newsflash.
Allie, hold on, Byron. Hold on.
Do you know how many – let me finish talking. Do you know how many people that doesn't make a grudge race when it's usually on a day that they can't make? There's a lot of them don't make it, but they make it the following week. Or they car not ready that week, they're making the following week. So you can't say I'm not hurting anything, man. We can't sit up here and say, okay, well, just a group of people that we know that may come, we're going to put it on this date. What about the other people that's trying to come or didn't make it can make it the following week? Man, the thing is,
so, hey, hey,
I'm not even arguing with you, man. I'm not even, just like, be honest about it, I'm not even arguing about this topic. But I'm just going to say this, man. I told you, you can have your event. I'm not stopping you from having your event, man. People going to go where they're going to go, man. So that's all that is to it. Only thing I'm doing is getting the program together for Dallas Raceway because they asked me to manage the Grudge program over there. That's all I'm doing.
So hold on. Now, hold on, Byron, listen. Listen to yourself. Now that Dallas Raceway has hired you to be their Grudge race spokesperson for them, you say, fuck North Star. We're going to take Mark.
No.
That's exactly what you're saying.
No, but what I did say, I've asked you many a time, man, let me run your program from you. Now, didn't I ask you that?
To run my program for me.
Hold on. I did ask you that, right? Yeah, I asked you that many times. You
Byron,
to the side.
Byron, hold on. Now
hold
you're spitting words
it.
Out. Hold on.
You told me to wait while you talk.
Now that I want to talk, you won't let me.
That somebody else is doing it, it's a problem. Come on, man.
No,
what's
the problem?
I don't even want to talk about it, man.
What's the problem? I know you are. That's the problem. You can't talk about it.
Well, I'm done with it.
That's the problem.
Because it's not like I ain't asked you something.
Alley Cat, let me talk to you for a second. Alley Cat, you out there? Alley Cat. Yes, he ain't out there. He don't want to talk.
See, next shows that he's still on the line. He may be muted.
Tracy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Was it basically the same thing that I'm running into right now, that your date was the same month as Alley Cat's?
Alley Cat actually had a date. Okay. Alley Cat had a date, and I had to pick a date ahead of his. When it came, before we ever put it out there and let everybody know, the track man said, Tracy, where Alley Cat had the date the next week, let me see if there's a problem. He contacted Alley Cat. Alley Cat did not want me to have that date because it was a problem. He said it was going to hurt his race because it was a week before his. He said it was going to hurt his race. I then said, how about this? Since I was bringing folks from the East Coast, and I felt like, you know, a lot of people want to see folks from the East Coast, I said, how about if I invite Alley Cat in with this race and give him an opportunity since he felt like I was going to hurt his race the next week, let me invite him in with this race, and he'll have his race next week too, so he had the best of both worlds. That's what I chose to do. Alley Cat accepted. He said, fine, we'll do that. So Alley Cat accepted that, so we was fine. The next year, I moved the race away from his date. I moved up a month earlier so we wouldn't have that problem.
Yeah.
But for some weird reason, I never got a phone call saying, hey, I'm looking at March 15th, and then I'm looking at March 22nd. I never got a phone call on that. That's weird that you say, y'all two talked about it, but there was never a phone call made to me because I'd have said the same thing, dude. North Star's always at Mark.
I asked you in your face. I called you and asked you what you're doing next year, and you gave me an answer.
You called me in October.
Hey, listen, Gene, I'm not arguing
you
with
called
you,
me
man.
In
if
October.
You want to have your grudge race,
hey, do you
have
know what you're going to be doing May 6th of next year?
Hey, man, listen, man, if you want to have your grudge race, have it, man. Nobody's stopping you.
It ain't got nothing to do with that, Byron.
You.
It's called me and you were right. We settled our differences on that deal.
And now you're coming back because
Dallas Raceway. See, here you go. Now it's my turn
we're
to talk.
Right.
You don't want to let me talk.
Hey, hold on a second. Byron, when Ken talk, you listen, Ken. When Byron talk, you listen. Y'all keep going on and on, so it's mumbo jumbo. So if y'all want to discuss, y'all got to learn to go one at a time. You know,
and then
he can talk.
Go ahead. You can talk.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. How can you figure having a back-to-back grudge race ain't going to affect it? It's going to affect everybody in the DFW.
Listen.
Why?
Listen.
Because it's real simple. It's the same thing you deal with every month. Everybody knows there's a pro mod show at Kennedale. Oh, hell, I don't get it this month. I'll get it next month. And that's the problem what we're doing. We're saturating the market with so many damn grudge races, half the people don't show up. You know that as well as I do. You know, and if you're going to have one back-to-back March, in my opinion, man, it's just wrong for you to do me the way you're doing me and trying to jump into March when North Star has always had North March.
Let's go back to this now. It's not wrong for me doing anything because I'm not on your date, man. Your date was March 15th. I'm not on your date. I'm behind you, man. And March 8th date is just a series that I'm running for Dallas Raceway, man. It's not an event. It's just a series that we run with smaller cars, man. I mean,
you got your
date. I'm not stopping you.
You got your date.
I'm not stopping you, man, to do anything. Let me ask you a question. When North Star is over here suffering, are you going to give them $10,000 or $20,000 to keep that fucking track open? Are you going to think you're wrong? You're not. So they taking care of their business, man. I mean, they asked me to do something for them. I'm going to do it, man. They're going to pay me to do it. I asked you many times. Let me run your program. Somebody going to pick me up now. Now it's a problem, man. Come on, man. I'm not stopping you from doing what you're doing. I'm not stopping you doing what you're doing. But I'm going to do what
I got to do. No, you're kicking me in the balls.
No, I'm not.
You're
doing
kicking
anything.
Me in the balls is what you're doing.
Hey,
and if you and for some weird reason you don't see it.
How am I kicking you in your balls, man? How am I kicking you in your balls?
Because
you
North Star has always had March. Always.
Listen,
every fucking year
can.
For the last 4 years.
So
and that's what pisses me off is because I've been over back trying to help
Batman, you. Jay is talking.
I'm gonna get off the phone. I'm gonna let y'all talk. That's what I'm gonna
Batman, Batman, hold on. He was talking. He was already in conversation. Let him talk, and then you start.
Okay,
it's
I'm
gonna
let him do all this talking. I'm gonna let you talk, man. Go ahead.
Because you're on the show every week,
Byron,
and you just talk.
Hey, Byron, it would be the same thing as if I'm trying to hire Atomic Dog to come over and do my grudge stuff, and you got a date in March that's been there 4 years, and he jumps in a week in front of you. You going to be cool with that? No, you're not going to be. You're acting like you'd be cool with it right now because that is the hand's on the other foot. You're the one doing it to me. And like I said before, man, I've not done you wrong ever, and I mean ever. You wanted this whole June deal behind is way behind us, and I ain't bringing it back up. But I'm telling you, anything you asked for, I done for you. Anything. And now Ken and Molly have jumped in.
I'm not on your 15th date. What are you crying about? I'm not on your 15th date, man. What are you crying
about? It has nothing to do with that. Well, hell, why don't we just have a damn road race every weekend?
Since when a whole track can have a whole month to decide what the fuck they going to do? I don't believe no.
Do you know what's killing these associations?
The game, man. You just started the game. I've been in the game, man. I done worked every fucking track around here, man. And I'm gonna tell you something. It's not been not one time that a track had a whole bunch of themselves decide what they're going to do, man. Stop that, man. Get up off of that, man. For real, man. Now I'm just simply telling you straight up, man. That's not what that is around here, man. You just got into this thing. I've been in this thing, man. That's not what that is. That's why I went around your date, man. That's why I went behind you to give you an opportunity to do what you want to do. But you're still crying, man. I got a program to run at Dallas Raceway, man. I'm sorry. I asked you to do your program. You didn't say nothing to me. Somebody picked me up. I'm just trying to take care of my business with Dallas Raceway. There's nothing wrong with that, Gene. You take care of your business. You got pool. Take care of your business.
The difference,
man.
Hey, Byron, the difference is I would never kick somebody in the balls.
Man,
that's the difference between
balls.
Me and you.
You know what's kicking
you
in your balls?
You are kicking, dude.
You know what's kicking
really,
you in your balls?
Really, how? You're taking March. You're kicking me in the balls.
If I put a date on the 15th, that's kicking you in your balls, man. If I put a date on the 15th,
no, taking the date of March is kicking me in the balls. Is it cool if everybody has a grudge race in June and in July?
Hey, man, you know what? Let me tell you something. I wouldn't even get mad, man, because you know what? Let me tell you something.
Byron.
If they're a promoter, and they do what they do, man, don't get mad at me.
Byron, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Gene, hold on 1 second. We've got a question.
Yeah, I am.
B-Red, you have a question.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Am I home? Okay, how y'all doing?
All right.
Can you hear me?
Can we hear you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry. my question's always been the same with me and you have talked, Tracy. If the promoters, like y'all are doing tonight, except y'all would be in a face-to-face conference, if y'all was to get together, go over y'all dates, with the owners that y'all want to deal with. Byron, I'm glad you got picked up. Y'all gonna have to try to figure out how y'all work out y'all dates just like most other venues do. That way y'all are not stepping on each other's toes and we won't be saturated. Because we, as the team owners and drivers and teams, we would love to try to make as many of these events as we can. But like Gene is saying, if you got an event the weekend before he has an event, that's going to be a problem. But with the good communication and everybody trying to go in the same direction, this can be achieved. The arguing and disagreeing ain't going to put no money in y'all pockets. Please organize, associate, and try to come up with a schedule with everybody, where nobody's hiding anything. Everybody's just all out in the open. These are my dates. These are my dates. And then y'all work it out. Then everybody can get paid. Just put me on hold. I'll listen.
You know what? That's a good idea, okay, man. But I'm gonna say this, and I'm going to be blunt about it, man. I'm going to tell you this. I done worked every track around here in Dallas, Texas, man. And I'm going to tell you something. Gene can say what he want to say, but all these track owners don't like each other, man. They're not going to get together, man. I'm telling you that. I know this for a fact. He can't tell me no different, man, because I done worked all of them, and I heard all of them conversations. It's one after another, man. They doing what they got to do to make their money, man, and that's all it is to it. They're not going to ever get together and make it happen, man. I don't care what nobody say. It's not going to happen, man, because one thing about it, they're looking at what they need to take care of on their track, and that's what they're doing. Just like Gene, when Gene said all those dates this year and all those 275, all the grudge rates, nobody said nothing to him about it. They couldn't say anything about it because he said his date, he did what he had to do, and if they want to make a date, they're going to make a date. If it clashed with one of those tracks, it's clashed. If people show up. If they don't, man. That's just business, man. It's not going to ever happen, man, because all these track owners not going to agree to the same thing, man.
Hey, Byron, let me interject in here. I mean, we know every track is going to have some kind of event. I mean, they track owners, and they got to have their doors open. We know that they're going to have some type of event. What we're specifically talking about is these grudge events. Now, you got guys, and, you know, they can have a 275 race or something like that. You got some grudge races going to come. But then when you got guys that have grudge races, you know, you're going to get some of the guys that is a little different crowds. You know, so the class racing and the grudge racing, you know, them tracks, they're going to have some kind of event going on, and we can't stop that. But I think what he's talking about mainly is when it comes to these grudge events, when you stack them back to back or you stack them on top of each other.
But y'all keep saying,
Batman, please. Batman, please.
Come on. Man, look, I'm going to say it like this, Tracy. Listen, I'm going to say it like this, man. I'm running the program, Dallas Raceway. I'd love for people to come. They're going to come. If they don't, I understand. I don't have a problem with it. Gene, you do what you have to do at your track, man. Take care of your business, okay? That's all that I have to say. I'm through with the discussion.
Okay, well, let's move on. Let's move on. We don't know if we got any other hands up, Sharon. Somebody else got something to say. We'll go to them.
Hey,
and,
Tracy.
And let them speak.
Tracy.
Who is
this? Gene. Hey, this is Gene. Okay, he says none of the tracks work with none of the tracks. Well, when I bought the track, matter of fact, in October of last year, I called Ken, I called Harry, talked to them, talked to Ken about it. I even went to Kennedale because Cindy wouldn't answer my phones, and I talked to her to her face. And I gave everyone, and I talked to everyone, and they all had my phone number, and I told them we all need to work together on our schedules. I waited a month, 1 month. Nobody called me back. Nobody talked to me about any of it. So what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to create a schedule or just wait till everybody else gets their schedule out and then just do what I need to do?
No, you was right in the schedule.
I mean, as a track owner, that's all I can do is, I mean, hell, I stuck my hand out there, and that's what I do. If anybody knows me, I'm the dude that'll give my shirt off my back to that person. That's how I am. That's how I'll always be. I ain't going to cut nobody's throat. I ain't going to lie to nobody, and I ain't going to do nobody wrong. I'm always going to make it right. I talked to Byron about this, and I called him. We talked about it. He said he was going to call me back, and then I texted him, and I still hadn't heard nothing. I just, you know, and that's why I just said, I mean,
you say you're not stacking back-to-back, but you're telling me to have mine the 15th and you're going to have yours the 22nd. So that's back-to-back. What I'm trying to is it the set – oh, Byron, hold on just one second, man. Just let me finish. What I'm trying to say is that's the problem we have with pro mods that are every month. That's the same problem we had with Texas King of the Hill. It was once a month. It was sometimes twice a month. It got so saturated where there were so many freaking races, nobody went to them anymore, and it killed it. I don't want to see the grudge game get killed because everybody wants to have one. I'm going to have two races a year. That's all I'm going to have. Why? Because I don't want to have no more. I don't want to get close to nobody's dates because I don't want to saturate it. It's March and it's October, and that's it. Everybody else can have the race, and I didn't. And you can look. You can look at my schedule, Byron. I'll text it to you. I'll take a picture. I'll send it to you right now and show you. On that weekend, June 8th or whatever it is, I got Byron. I got Batman with a question. On any date that Tom McDog had his race, I got his name and a question mark on it. Why? Because I put it down. I don't want it. I'm not even going to schedule any kind of back half deal on top of it, around it, near it, or anything. Why? Because that's not what I'm going to do. I'm just not going to do that. You know, this past year I did what I had to do because I didn't know anybody's date.
How many grudge races did you have this year?
How many grudge races did I have?
Yeah, I can tell you.
How many grudge races did I have?
You had over at least five, at least.
I thought it was four.
I had four, and then Byron came in because he wanted to have that date on June 8th at my track, or June 10th, and I said to make it happen.
Nobody cried about that, man. And I know nobody crying now. I'm just telling you what I have to do. I mean, man, come on, man. I mean, what do you want me to do?
What do I want you to do?
I have to do. I'm just saying what I have to do.
Let North Star have the month of March. Have April.
No, I'm not.
Who's got April?
Listen,
is there a grudge race in April?
It's never been a track that had a whole month by itself, man. Stop that, man. Come on, man. You're not talking to somebody.
That's the difference. Hey, Byron, that's the difference between working together and not working together.
Dean, you're not talking to nobody that just started this, man. I've been doing this for a long time, man, okay? I've been dealing with this track for a long time. So stop playing me like I'm brand new, man. Come on, man.
I'm not. I never talk to you like you're brand new. I talk to you the same way every time, and I shoot you straight the same time.
Listen. I don't have a problem with you, D. I'm not even mad at you. I'm just telling you what I have to do, man. I'm not mad at you.
No.
I'm just telling you what to do. I'm right behind you. Have your 15 dates, man. I'm not crying about that. Have your dates. I'm not crying about that.
Byron.
I ain't told you I had a problem with that.
Byron, let me ask you a question. Did you not call me and tell me to have mine on the 28th?
You know what? I called to ask you what was you doing. That's all I was asking.
No. You asked me to have mine the week after yours.
Listen, man, Gene, I know you go on my board, Gene. I pull your IPs all the time, man. I do that all the time, man. I dub it all the time.
I put my name behind
mine. I know what you put on
my board.
I know what you put on my board, man. Listen, man. Stop it, man. Please, man. Just have yours. I'm going to have mine, man. That's all I have.
What I'm saying, Byron. Hey, Byron, what I'm saying is people don't do that to people.
Man, I'm not doing
all I'm saying is Dallas Raceway picked you up. Now you're against me. Because you just talked about how all the tracks are against each other. You just talked about how Ken Hall picked you up to do his grudge game. Now you got something March 8th, and then you got something the 22nd. And that's why I said, man, it's crap for you to do that to me.
I told you the 8th date is not an event, man. It's just a series that we're running at Dallas Raceway, man. It's not an event, man. Okay?
Kay.
The 22nd is the event. It's not. We went around you, man. We got away from the 15th, man. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Nobody's not stopping you. Gene, listen, man.
Ain't nobody stopping you doing what you're doing, man.
I'm not saying you're going to stop me from doing what I'm doing.
I'm not going to say you're going to stop me from doing what I'm doing.
What
I'm saying, it just ain't right, and you know it ain't right, but you don't care.
You care about what's going on at Dallas Raceway now. Let me ask you, what ain't right, man? Tell me what ain't right, because I'm behind you, and then I'm running a series on the 8th?
Hey, when I seen you even had that deal, first of all, you didn't have no March 8th date, nothing. Okay, hold on. You had March 15th on there the first time on your board. So I called you and I said, dude, what's up with you putting a date on March? I said, what's up with that? And I didn't get a reply. And then, hold on, no, you didn't reply. And then the second time I texted you, I said, what's up? And then you said, the second time I texted you, it said March 22nd. You go, oh, yeah, they screwed up and put the wrong date on there. And then you asked me to move
my date.
That's
why I put second, because I told them we can't do nothing on the 15th because you have yours on the 15th like you did had this year, man. Come on, man, stop that, man.
Last year it was on the 26th.
I'm doing a conversation, man. I'm done with it, man.
Okay, I tell you what, we not even know where I am. Apparently that G's not moving this day, Japan, Batman not moving this day. Let's go to the line and see what the other callers got to say. So y'all just hold up. Hey, Sharon, go to the line and grab the next caller. You there, Sharon? Look like she's in the process. Right. Let me go down here over the next mic up, see what they got to say. 713-8613. Bushnell, what's in your mind? What you got?
What's up, Atomic? What's
going on, man?
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Bushnell.
Hey, man. Man, y'all with them race dates and shit, man, y'all ain't making it no better for us to race, man. I mean, you know, that's the reason why these tracks was fucked up. When everybody ain't showing up at a lot of these tracks, some of these tracks is going on over here. You can't be two places at one goddamn time, man. It don't take a goddamn hot time to figure that out, man. The virus said something about them track people don't like working with each other. I agree with Gene 100%, man. Gene probably did call them goddamn folks, man, and ain't nobody goddamn try to help with that, man, to do none of that shit, man. So that shit ain't going to work, or none of that shit. Is it going to be fucked up again at 14 if y'all don't get together with that shit and make it right, man, because y'all got these races over here and over there, and that's what the shit that's going to be. You have people over here and over there, same as shit I's going to be, man. So until y'all get that shit straight, then this grudge ain't going to be strong, you know, back again, once again, man. I mean, it ain't going nowhere. So it's, you know, everybody, I understand people have to make money, man. But goddamn, man, it's just, you're making it fucked up for everybody, though, man, really. So, I mean, you know, that's my opinion as a racer, as all that shit, man. We can't be two places at one time with this shit, man. So, Byron, you say them people don't like to fucking work with each other and all that shit, man? So, but that's what that shit is, man. It's all fucked up, man. So y'all got to do something about that, man, because it ain't no good for no fans. It ain't good for us racers neither, man, because, I mean, you know, the car count be all fucked up, the fan count be all fucked up, man. I mean, just simple as that.
I promise you, if H&P was the only person that was there other than Baytown, if y'all had three other tracks, y'all had the same problem, man. I understand
what you're saying, Batman. We don't have H&P, so Baytown ain't jumping. None of this shit jump. I don't think jumping HMP, so we don't have that problem. But I understand what you mean about three tracks like y'all got around there. But y'all got to work together, man. I mean, it's point blank.
Hey, listen, let me ask you a question. Have you seen me at every track around here?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. I'm going to say this again. I don't have a problem working with none of the tracks. I'm just telling you, nobody's on this date. This date is on the 15th. Nobody's on this date. I ain't not on the date. I'm on the 22nd. I'm behind him. And I told you on the 8th we're running the series. Now, the track going to run a series regardless. It's not a event. It's just a mini-series that they're running, man. So I don't know. I still don't know what the problem is.
Okay, let's move on. We're going to backwards. Y'all done made it apparent that it's not. So let's give all the callers a chance to talk if they want to weigh in and say something. So, hey, Sharon, let's go to the next call.
Okay, Ray Day, your mic is open.
Hey, this is Ray. I'm out of Dallas, Texas here. And, hey, I've been in this game for a long time, too, with the King of the Hill. And just like he said, I mean, when they go to scheduling all these races back-to-back and people can't make it, eventually it's going to die down. It's going to die off. And everybody ain't going to get along and everybody ain't going to be able to schedule stuff together. But, hey, man, we got to at least try, man. I mean, we can't make all of these races. And I even travel to make different races, not only here in Texas, but, hey, man, I mean, you go to other places, and they're getting along just fine. The tracks are doing just fine. We got to get it together here in Texas, man. I mean, there's too many of us to have this problem, man.
Hey, but y'all know what, though? I did a survey. I'm serious. I did a survey of those who made it to the track and those who didn't make it to the track and those who made it the following week to the track. Man, do y'all not know out of all events that we had this year, Slumming Dog show, Batman show, ACI show, Hit Mob them show, Man, do you know out of all those bids that we had right there, if they didn't make it to one, they made it to another. If they didn't make it to one, they made it to another. It is because either they blow their motor or they hurt their car or they couldn't be at the track at the time or they may have been at work. But you know what? It did fall in place this year. Everybody still went to these events. Even if they couldn't make it one week, they made it next week. I don't know about everybody else, but I wish I liked the event every other week or every week. Because let me tell you something. These real racers, and I know these real racers around here, they don't mind going to track every weekend if they got something to race. These Kenny Duke and these Batman and these Barton on board, all these boys can race every weekend. If you want to race every weekend, you can. If you're able, you can. If you're not, nobody's not getting mad. But it's out there for the public. It ain't just out there for certain people. And that's why I keep trying to tell people all the time, if you can't make the event, that's okay. It's another event coming up soon. You can make that event. We can't specialize just on a few people. We have to specialize the people as a whole in Dallas, Texas. It's 250 cars in Dallas, Texas, girls' cars. And I guarantee you, on one event, everybody won't make it. And I know that
for
a fact. But
hey,
they will make it the following week.
Byron, let me say something to you. Seems like the problem with this is because those two tracks are so close together. It probably wouldn't be a bigger deal if the tracks were spread apart.
Those
tracks right there in Dallas, they so close to each other, so that makes it more of a problem. But if you should have a race, it won't be here next week. Hold on, well, I'm not going to spend no time. I want to go to some other callers. So, Batman, you hold your heart right quick.
Okay, I'll hold up.
Here, go to the next caller. See what they got to say.
Black, your mic is open. Truck driver.
How you doing, Cheryl?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right, Tommy Dog.
Hey, what's going on, man?
As a fan of this drag racing game, every year I go on the website and I look up Alley Cats races. So I already know what races I'm going to at the beginning of the year of 2014. I'll see you on there. Alley Cat got two races in 14, and Tracy got two races in 14. So I know I'm going to Houston. Okay, these tracks around here, I already know the first week or the second week in the month, I'm going to Pro Mod at Kennedale. Then if Gene has something, I'm going to Denton. Crandall has something, I'm going to Crandall. Redline has something, I'm going to Redline. So I don't care if all y'all have something at one time. Wherever I feel like I'm going, that's where I'm going to go. And for Gene and Byron to keep sitting up here arguing about dates, I might not feel like going to buy a race that week. I know I go to Gene that week, if not, or to Byron's. So it really don't matter how y'all do this, because y'all not going to get along, because we got, what, 5-4 tracks in Dallas alone? So you got a choice of anything you want to go to.
Y'all got a choice where you're going to go.
That's all I got to say, Tracy. I mean, it's up to the individuals. The last race he put on, I mean, it was nice. The last race he put on, it was real nice. I enjoyed it. The last race I went down to Houston last month to Alicat, I enjoyed it. So, I mean, you basically got to just figure out what you want to do and what you want to see. Because you can go to some of these grudge races up here, and they do more talking before they even race. They'll race at 9, 10 o'clock at night to race.
Shit, later than that.
That's grudge racing, man.
Oh, well, all right. Appreciate your comment, man. Sharon, we got another hand. Anybody else got something they want to chime in? We just trying to make some sense out of nonsense. Some of it makes sense, and some of it don't make sense. So all in all, there's something we thought about.
Doobie, you
yes,
got your
ma'am.
Hand up,
you're
working. You got
your
hand up?
Yeah, I'm working, but I did have my hand up.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. You ready?
Go ahead, Doobie.
Hey, Tracy, how you doing, man?
I'm all right.
All I have to say about it is that, you know, for somebody that's coming from out of town, say, for instance, they both having a race back-to-back, it's hard for people that's trapped because everybody don't have people giving them money to get on that highway 2 weekends in a row, you know. So if you spread it every other week, it's possible. But back-to-back, it's hard. Because by the time you look at fuel for your car, fuel for your truck, your entry fee, your wife entry fee, you got to eat and drink, and you got to get a hotel room, you cannot do it. And, you know, for a person doing it out of their pocket, it won't happen. And that's what's happening with a lot of races, I'm going to tell you. And I go to a lot, but it's hard because of the travel. And your travel expense is more than anything. You know, like I say, you look at if you're filling 4 bottles up and you ain't moved from your house yet, how much that cost you? Just in nitrous. Then you got gas for the race car. That's all I have to say about it. I'm going on you.
All right, Joey, appreciate it. Okay, 214-7626. Flip, what's going on?
I don't know. That's me, Tracy. It's me, Flip.
What's happening?
Hey, nothing much, man. Hey, is Gene and them still online? Gene and Byron, y'all still online?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I'm there.
All right, well, check this out, man. This is coming from a racer and a fan. It really, I understand you guys got an issue about the whole day deal, but just aside the point, it naturally, people are going to go where they can go. I can't afford, nor can I because of my job, nor financially afford to race every weekend. I will say this, as a racer and a spectator, I go where the money is and I go where the biggest show is. And sometimes it's the little things that matter, like letting people in for free if they're on the card or if they got a locked-in grudge race, or paying a bit of the pot, like $500 to get in the race, you know. The days of just asking people to come in and support your race, they're kind of done because everybody's doing that. So you got to be able to – what? You got to be able to do something a little different. I mean, hell, I would have went to Alicast race if somebody would have said, you know what, you drive that far, we'll let you in for free. I mean, sometimes it's just the little things, man. You can't get it all at the gate because, you know what, if somebody knows that one more Dallas car is coming to Houston, maybe that gets you 20 more people through the gate that will pay if you do little things like that. It's not just wake up early in the morning and be the first 50 people in line and we'll let you in for free. Maybe it's hell. If you got a driver's license that says Dallas, Texas, and you got a race car, you get in for free. Something like that that's just a little bit different. We're not giving away everything, but just something a little bit different to make it more worthwhile for the racer. Because then when I look at my schedule for next year, which I'm doing right now, I'm saying, okay, I'm going to make this race. I'm going to make this race. This guy normally puts on something pretty big, so I'm going to go to that race. Oh, not on the flyer. Didn't get a phone call for that one, so no need to go to that race. Because really, man, if you got a family and you have a job and or career, it is hard to race every weekend. And let me tell you something. I love this shit just as much as anybody else does, man. I do what everybody else does, stay up to 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, spending money and, you know, my time to make sure my car is right when I'm at the track, you know. But you just can't do it every weekend, especially if you have a family, you know, or if you have a job. Then you put that on top of racing, you just can't afford to go every weekend. So you're going to pick your races. So my advice to every promoter and every track owner is you're going to have to put a little something extra in the pot to get these people to show up. You know, and I'm not saying give away the farm. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. How long have I been doing that?
I mean, you've been doing it for a while. I mean,
okay, let me ask you a question.
I couldn't put a date on it, Byron. I really couldn't.
Oh, I know, but listen, haven't I been, since we started at Kendi, when I first had that very first race out there, I made Cindy give us money for grudge money, and I didn't. I have never stopped doing that. You understand what I'm saying? My deal is this. When I call you, Flip, I call you for a reason. Ask you this, ask you that. It's not the point that I won't help nobody, but I always have. And you Flip, you know it. You'll be the first person I call if I want to grocery somebody. And you tell me you got to work or this and that. Haven't I done that many times?
Yeah, I mean, here recently, I mean, now that I'm fast enough, back when I was slow, I didn't get no calls.
You got to stop that because you know it. And you know, you're the first person I interviewed out of anybody. Now stop that. anyway, I'm going to say this again. But I'm going to say this again. Man, I don't have no problem with anything. Like I said, is I just been picked up. That's all. That was right way to do what I'm supposed to do. I went around the 15th because I knew you had the 15th. I didn't stop no date on top of it. If I was chosen the 15th, then I could say, yeah, I'm stumping on top. But I did. I went behind you,
okay.
Man. I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, 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 Batman, we got it. We got it. Believe me, we got it.
Man,
you're my
kid. Not. I'm going to say this.
Somebody in my phone is back right here. Let them know it. Check your mic. I hear some kids talking. Go ahead,
hey, this is my opinion. I'm just going to throw a number out there. Say you got 6 tracks. This is my opinion. Say you got 6 tracks. I mean, last year y'all had the same problem. Year before you had the same problem. I think that problem going to continue to exist because just like out of 6 people, you probably have one person that really just want to cooperate. I'm just being honest about it, just from what I see.
Gee.
You know, I'm not going to really just get off into it because, you know, I ain't trying to throw no race. All I want to do is go somewhere and race. But the guy who was just talking before me, he made a valid point. I don't know who it was, but he made a valid point. It's whoever can be more creative and give people what they want to see. That's what people are going. Because I'm going to show you something. I'm going to give you one more example. Then I'm going to mute my mic. That little race we just went to last month up in Louisiana, they can't get me to come back there. Because first of all, when I got that went way back off in the woods and everybody in my crew was me and my car had to pay $25 to get in a race, the South, no.
I said, motherfucker.
I'm going to mute my mic.
Batman, come on, Batman.
Okay, go to the next call.
713-2307, your mic is open.
Hey, how am I doing?
Go ahead.
Right. How you doing?
Who is this?
It's a soldier.
Who is this?
Associate.
Yeah, this hot shot. I'm trying to get all the treatment. I'm trying to race, man. I ain't trying to do all the other talk. What treatment is?
Three man. Yeah.
Mean you still got a race locked in for next year, right?
Next year?
Yeah, this year coming, whatever. You gonna watch him move, right?
Me and you drive, I watch you move.
Okay. All right. That's done. All right, I'm through with that. Me and you gonna do that, right? That's a done race.
You gonna do it this weekend?
I ain't doing no weekend. Where
I'm gonna
go?
Orlando.
I'm gonna race you in April. But no, I just want to
get
somebody else right now. All right, now look.
I want
Trace.
Give
me Trace. What Trace
said over there? I'm not here. I'm right here. Somebody got the mother. Can you mute the mic?
I want the butler boy. What is it? I want them at Roy Race when the 25th whale, let them bring that Noah.
Hey, man. Why I can't race at Roy Race?
I'm going to get you later.
Oh, man. I'll probably be retired in April shit. I want to do this.
I can't retire in April. I got to get the other clown first.
All right, man. All right.
They've been wanting me a long time. You know, they've been wanting me a long time.
Hey, Hotshot, I'm going to be patient.
Yeah, you be patient.
I'm going to be
don't
patient.
Don't you run nowhere, though. Don't you run and hide, because I got something for you, too. But I'm going to drive. But I want the butler boy for Raw Race. He'll want to talk to me right now for some reason.
What did you say? What are you saying?
I want the butler boy for Raw Race.
Okay. You got a lot of time to get the butler boy between here and January.
I got a long list. I ain't through.
Okay. Well, butler boy, if you want butler boy to help you, butler boy, hold on. Butler boy, if you don't hear, push the one button. I shall want to help. If you don't hear butler boy, push the one button.
What did you see these you gonna get?
All right. The next one is, who is it?
does it off the chain or put on the chain, whatever his name is, or Officer Carl or whatever that boy's name is, I want him too. I want to put him back on the chain. He better not even show up at a track with a car. Anybody that's looking for a car, I'm running over them.
I'm trying to do a shit.
I called the chain out here a while ago. I don't know if he done dropped, but I did see him on here. He better drop. And what you want to do, Trace, I want you to
crack your ass.
Crack your ass. That's what I want to do at your race.
Hey, okay, you got it. You got it. You got it. April,
you going to give me one to one. You going to.
Hold on.
Yes, you did say something about it. Yes, you did.
Attacat,
shut your fake
ass up.
You told me 1-1. I'm talking to Hot Shot. Hot Shot. You want to go find some kind of way to work that out. And Attacat,
shut your fake ass up.
Cheryl,
go to the
next call.
Hey, he did say
one and one.
Old Tyler
Racing A. Attacat,
don't say nothing,
Carl.
Go down on your ass because you ain't going to do shit.
Oh, man, stop
that
old fake ass race again,
man. Let's go to the next call. That's what you're
setting up some goddamn race. That's all you is, a fake-ass race.
Hey, shut up. You don't let nobody go down race. Say you have four races out there. Shut your fake ass up, or I'll go down on your ass in a heartbeat. Man, just shut the hell up, or I need your damn mic.
Hold on. Okay. Since Alley Cat, you know, just wants to just yak, and Batman just cannot stop laughing. I muted them for just a moment. Okay, anybody that's got a conversation going, I got some noise going on in the background, do me a favor, and if you're not talking, just mute your phone, and then when you're ready to talk, just unmute your phone. That way I don't have to go through all this again. Yeah, I haven't, you're still on, I haven't muted anybody, but the one that laughed and the one that doesn't have any other words in his vocabulary but fake-ass racer. I'm going to open him back up. I'm going to open him back up. Now, Nick.
This is Tracy.
What's going on, man?
Oh, it ain't nothing, man. It ain't nothing. I'm on this March. The March the 22nd, that's a Batman's race, right?
No, I think Batman's the 15th. I'm mistaken. I think Batman's the 15th. Batman, when are you?
He don't know. Yeah, it's March 22nd, man. Yeah, March 22nd. Yeah. That was right.
All right. In Crandall, right?
Huh?
That's what Wesley.
Yeah, at Crandall. Crandall.
All right. We're going to come up there looking for you.
I'll be ready, baby.
We're bringing a number for you. We're going to do
it
here.
I'll be ready with whistles and bells, baby.
All right. We're going to be looking for him. We're coming out there looking for you. You ain't Tony Thornton.
I'm looking for Batman.
That's it. That's all I want here. Me and you. What's the number?
What you got? What you got? Who am I talking to right now?
You're talking to Nikki.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on? Well, come on out, baby. We're going to see what we're going to do, man. I might have a 900-inch boat in about in. So come on.
We
try it.
We got them too.
You don't need a motherfucker cut in.
Huh?
You got my number, baby. I got you. I'm on the bad line.
All right.
I got a question. Hold on. Three minutes. I know you were looking for a race. Did you find a race yet? I just let the girls know. They know you were locked in with Sniper. Orlando, everybody down here know you were locked in. Just let the girls know that race is no longer locked in. Sniper was in a car wreck,
and he got hurt, he had a concussion, got a couple broke ribs. So he called yesterday, Treeman, and I talked to you. So that race is off. But I know you was going to Orlando. You were looking for another race. If you got another race lined up, you want to let the world know, let people know. So we'll be looking for it. Did you get some lined up, Treeman?
No, I ain't got nothing lined up. I mean, I got a possibility. You know, old guy down there with Kamara, he told me that as long as I ain't 5'3", you'll run me, but he wouldn't lock in. You know,
who is that?
Huh?
Who is that?
I don't know his name,
Huh? Who?
I don't know his name. The guys out of Florida called me and tell me the dude's name. I don't really just know his name, but, you know, I really don't care. But
You talking about Jim Marino?
Not the guy that wrecked.
Jim Marino. Okay. Yeah, with the silver bullet?
I don't know what he got.
So Mike Shabino had a Camaro.
Shabino had a Camaro. He wrecked in Bradenton this week and he hit the wall and caught on fire.
He wrecked.
Yeah, they'll do that.
Yeah. Okay, well. Who is
that real? Mike Stovino with Camaro.
I didn't get a chance. I got something going on. I talked to Gigantso and them and Underdog and them. They say they might have one of their cars down there, but yeah, you told me as long as I show up down there with my car, so I ain't going to have no problem. So, I told him not to worry about it, just go down there and have a good motherfucking time, win or lose. So I told him I ain't trying to go down there and lose. So, you know, he just told me, don't worry about it, you know, some 14, I'm going to send you wherever you want to go. So I ain't got no problem because he had no problem sitting in Orlando, so I'm foolish.
Yeah,
Mr.
Turner called kind of like you got Bush there, a ton of them, so you shouldn't have no problem.
I'm going to stop at the road to get my girlfriend a new bathing suit so she can play in that water. Low 80s and mid 70s,
so look it down in Florida. It's going to be nice, man. They had 85 this weekend, so it's going to be good weather.
Yeah. I'm going to go see y'all.
Hey, Trace. Hey, Trace.
Who you
looking
at?
I mean,
for the night over here, I lied to try any goddamn body, but you know, you already know what I'm going to do. So,
I know it, man.
But you already know what I'm going to do, man. Fuck that. I ain't going down to be boosting and be goddamn broke. But, I'm not going down to be bullshitting these goddamn folks. You know, you might be lucky enough to find me some races. You know, hey, it's going to be what it is. It's going to be what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Why you told me I do want to raise me five months away?
You know I can't wait that goddamn long.
Well, I might do you two the same night, but I ain't going to drive. You can put your driver in, and I'll drive, and I'll let my driver drive. I don't like that track. I'm scared to shut it down.
So you saying next month, January?
Yeah, I run you too the same night. You watch me move, I run you, and I run Butler too the same night.
Okay.
That's a bet. Man, I ain't buy my car to look good. I
buy my car
to race, man.
That's a bet.
We'll get
together, man. All right. Okay. Hey, Tracy. 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 Hey,
call me hot sauce, dead on your ass. I'm going to pour it all over.
Oh, God damn. Oh, God. Oh, man. When we going to do something? When we going to do something in Florida this weekend?
Going there, Roy Ray's. Well, I'm going to wait to Florida and whoop your ass before I can do it right here.
Man, let me tell you something. Money make a man drive anywhere.
Nah, he going to make me drive no anywhere. I got money. What? Money ain't never been a problem for me.
Say, Tracy, so you do this here? You ain't throwing no race between 9 January the 1st?
January the 25th.
I ain't got time to be waiting on that man. I've been waiting on that man ever since the summertime, man. That man ain't going to race nobody.
That's why I call you to lock in with you. Roy Race.
I don't know what's going to be happening on Roy Race, man. I might not even have no hard pressure. I'm still trying to race. I ain't trying to wait the February the first to race. I'm trying to race right now.
Why race is 25th?
But why we can't do it this weekend in Dallas or next weekend and with the sun shining?
Where the sun shining?
Shit, it's gonna be shining San Antonio, Dallas. It'll be shining somewhere between here and Christmas.
All I'm saying is
next year I'm making some changes, man, and I don't know what's going to happen by the time Royal Race get here, so
man,
I can't lock it in.
I'm just saying I'm ready
right now.
Yeah. Well, all I can see is the track closed. Where we going to race it? On the street somewhere or something?
No. The track San Antonio open. That is going to be open when the sun is shining, man. It's going to be some 70 degrees here sometime between here and Christmas.
Well, we'll catch it in between there then, brother.
Give me all that. All
right, all right. 10-4. We're going to keep an eye on this weather.
Right, yeah.
That's the only thing we could do.
That's a 10-4. And if I got all pressure, Roy James, yeah, we'll do it again.
That's what I like. That's what I'm giving. Just in case it don't, just make sure we try to get around Roy Race then.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. We're on with me and you. We got a date, brother.
That's all I want to know.
So I'm racing the Mustang and you driving, right?
No, you're racing the Mustang. What them doing matter about who's driving?
Well, because you always told me you was driving. Now, if you scared of your own car, I just say you scared.
Can I ask you a question? You want to run me on car. Now, I can run you on feet.
Me and you been going at this for months. It was you driving, and it was me driving, you and your car, and me in that car. That's the way we always said it.
Hold on. You own that car?
Oh, yeah. I'm part owner of that car.
You can put some money up on that deal. Wait a minute. You said you support on it, right? So
right, just like you and Taylor team, me and my brother team.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, Taylor owned that motherfucker too. But yes, like I just told you, I will run you. My car will run you in the day of the week.
I'm going to ask you one more question. So you ain't driving no more all of a sudden?
I'm going to drive my car, but I ain't going to drive it at HMP.
Oh, hell, well, me and you might not never race, Dean.
This was between
me and you, not me and Turbo Rob or me and Taylor. Ain't had nothing to do with them two.
Right.
When we talked, it was you driving and I'm driving. That's what it was.
I would do that. Listen to what I'm telling you. I can't do it at HMP. I ain't used to the car enough to get used to shutting it down quick enough. I'm going to drag your ass in where it go. And
man, we go to Baytown. We go to Baytown.
Baytown might not even be open, man.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, Baytown be open, man, like January 10 or something.
We might do that shit. I ain't got no problem with it, so I drag you anywhere. It don't matter. If it's an HMP, I won't be the one driving the car.
All right, that's a bit.
Okay. I think y'all gonna get me slipping. See, y'all, you don't want to race. See, you really don't. You really not a girl race. You're a girl race. You don't care who drive the car. You just want to run the car.
Man, I
want to
race you. I'm going to tell you about a real girl's racer. Say what they're going to do, and they do what they say they're going to do. A real girl's racer do what they say they're going to do. That's what you coming to me telling me you was going to drive your shit. Now, that's a real girl's racer.
I'm sitting there telling you the same thing. I'm telling you. But to be ready quicker. My car ain't been out of track for twice. But for me to get used to a car that quick, I'm a bad motherfucker. Honey. I got to be. But the idea was to tell you is that I ain't been in a car in 8 years. 8 years.
Well, so, hell, I done gave you a year.
What?
Or whatever, however long it take you to get right, man, I ain't rushing you. You calling me out.
I want you, that's why I say I'll run you with my car at Royal Race. That's what I said. I didn't say
yeah,
I
but you,
was
but you say you're not driving, but you say you won't drive it at HMP. So if you ain't driving,
I
ain't gonna race.
He calling us out the night, like we're gonna go turn them motherfuckers loose down homestead.
But I damn near will. But I want to put something on your mind. I want you to know, think about it. I want you to have a good Christian and say, well, hell, I go fuck this money off anyway. I'm gonna win all hot shot next year.
Man, we all right, brother. We all right, shit. Long ago, wake us up in the morning, we're gonna make money.
No,
I ain't got nothing to do with
it. That ain't what I'm saying. You ain't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm saying that you said for Christmas, I'm going to spend all this on my kids. So come January, I'm going to win all this back on hot shot anyway. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
I want to win something before Christmas so I can buy them some Big Tonka toys, and then I'm going to buy them some motocross bikes in January. Shoot, I want it twice.
Well, if we don't
watch
this brother, then you might
get what you're looking for. Man, you're going to be going back and forth down through that motherfucker border. Blue corner, block machine. We're going to be, every week we have two, we're going to be goddamn going at it.
They ain't seen nothing, brother.
Gee,
Richard, your mic is open. Richard, your mic is open.
All
right. Be like Birdman and Tree Man every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead. Who's that, Richard?
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to give my 2 cents about the topic. Man, we had the same damn problem last year, and we were talking about it. We were talking about December 2012, and hey, my thought, man, I try to go to every DFW race, grudge race, and any big event, and there was 4 or 5 that I couldn't go to because there were conflicts. There was, you know, playing out 4 or 5, 3 or 4 that I couldn't go to because they were the same damn weekend. We got a shitload of cars. We got a shitload of fans. What the frick is the problem of having one event a month or maybe 2 events at grudge events a month?
Right.
And that's it. That way, everybody gets a plan. Everybody gets recoup time. Everybody gets a time to earn money, make it to the damn race. And every fucking track event, every promoter and track makes some profit to stay in fucking business.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is this? Batman, I mean, you know I go to your events. But what's this mini-series shit on the 8th? I go to your events too, dude. But we're already oversaturated, and now you're going to start holding mini-series on top of the regular grudge events? That Tracy's going to do, that Alley Cat's going to do, that you're going to do, that Gene's going to do. We're already saturated. Y'all gonna fuck it up. Fuck it up big time.
Let me say this first of all, okay? Man, you don't have to come to that miniseries. I didn't ask you to.
That's not the point, Byron. That's not the point, man. The point is it's saturating the fucking garage. It's Batman, don't talk up, man.
You hear that? Did you hear
man,
that?
You know
the other cars around here that don't even go to events that wants to do that. That's why that was developed there. Okay?
Everybody wants to go to a goddamn event, man. Don't give me that shit. It's a matter of money and a matter of time. So if you oversaturate it, you get shit.
But you ain't listening. You ain't listening. This is, is not an event, man. That is a series that they're doing there. That is not an event.
Is it a test? Okay, that's cool. Is it a testing tune? Is it a testing tune?
It is a testing tune and it's an event. It's not an event at all.
You just said it wasn't an event. Either it's an event or it's a testing.
What the matter? Have you been on my board?
I've been reading it. Yeah.
What does it say? What does it say? Read what it says.
On the June.
On
the.
What it say? Do you understand? Read what it says.
On the March. On the March 8th. On the March 8th event. I didn't see anything on the March 8th other than March 8th.
It doesn't say
okay.
An event.
Okay, my bad.
Is holding in here, man. That's
my bad.
Hey,
I'm going to give it back to you. My bad. I shouldn't have said that. But here's. But let me say this. Either it's a testing tune or it's an event. There ain't nothing between. And it's gonna.
No,
if it's
man,
not
no,
a testing tune,
man.
It's going to saturate, dude.
I tell you what you do. You come out there on the 8th, then you'll see what I'm talking about.
You know
I'm not going to explain to you.
Don't tell me come out there. You know I'm gonna be out there.
Okay, but listen.
I go to all of them, man.
I
ain't worked out nope.
But listen, other people out here that don't even go to the event, man. These guys with smaller cars, they don't even go to the events, man. They're trying to get in sim racing. That is what the fuck this is for, man.
Stupid, man, Mike.
I know, man, but it's just we had a problem last year, man. And
hold on,
Richard, I'm not trying to interrupt you, but. Somebody's got a little background noise, but Batman, I have a question.
Hey.
Batman.
What?
Earlier today, when I talked to you, you called
me. Well,
we're
not talking about earlier today, though. And I just told you what I talked to you about didn't have nothing to do with the radio show. So let's just kill that.
But hold on, though. When I asked
no. What I talked to
okay,
you,
can,
I talked to
listen,
you.
Listen, you can try to talk
you.
Over me all you want to.
Hold on, hold on.
Remember,
one at a time. Y'all talk about it. He's talking, and I talk. Jerry, he's talking, and I talk. She's talking right now, Batman. Hold on.
He's turning over.
If
you
got something to do with racing,
what it is.
If you got something to do with racing, if you got something to do with racing, oh, go ahead.
No. Earlier today, when I asked about the March 8th, you told me they would be in Houston, if I'm not mistaken. You said Houston.
No. I told you we started in Houston with Alicat, that series that we were doing. That's where it started. If I look on the board, that's where it started.
Somebody's got a lot of background noise.
Out.
Yeah, somebody's got a background noise. Everybody checking mic and music because it's hard to understand what anybody thinks.
Yeah, we started in Houston.
So the first one of the series was started at Alley Cat's event,
right?
Right,
right.
Okay, so, but you're going to bring it to Dallas as a series, but it's not an event, but it was started at an event.
It was a series then.
But it was at an event.
It was at
but
an event, but it was a series that we
yeah,
were
that's the Dallas. Hold on.
But this ain't an event. What's the difference between a series and an event?
It was an event. It's Dallas versus Houston. I'm looking at the board now. The series has begun. That's Dallas against Houston, which is probably going to be badass. And, man, you know I'm going. I ain't boycotting nobody, man. I like all you guys. But that's an event, dude.
It's not an event, man. That was Alley Cat event, man. That was just a series that we did inside his event, man. It wasn't no event. You can ask Alley Cat that. He'll tell you that. I just told him we'll start it down there.
Is it grudge racing? Is it grudge racing?
It what?
Is it grudge racing?
Is it was grudge racing? Of course it's grudge racing. What they going to be doing? Playing
grudge,
what they going to be doing?
Hold on, hold on. If it's grudge racing, then it's an event. A series
no, it's not,
is
man. No, it's not. Let me ask you a question then. Let me ask you a question then.
Hold on.
Let me show
you the difference, man. Hold on.
If
it's big money in the grudge Jackson, hold on. I don't care how you dice it up with, say, series, say, if it's two people going ahead and that money, that's a grudge race.
Let me ask you a question then. Since you say it was a grudge race, ask me this, because I don't want to invent this shit. Won't you ask me how it goes?
Listen, man,
I'm going to say this again, and I'm going to say it again. I ain't going to argue with nobody, man. It is a series that we're doing from city to city, man, okay? And that's what we're doing.
I understand what you're saying. The guy just asked about event, and you said you want to finish the series. All I'm saying is this.
It is a series.
You put yourself down here on the AI and Jimmy saying it's the same thing.
Tracy, let me do mine. You do yours, okay?
Let me get you straight right quick. I'm not trying to stop you from doing yours. I'm just saying when I hear you put something out here in the public as a series and it's eventually the same thing because it's grudge racing. That's all I'm trying to get on the stream because the man has you something and you're not going
to
get on with the same thing. I'm not trying to stop you from doing what you're doing. That he was just mainly speaking about the stacking of events, and you said mine is a series, it's not an event, and if they week after week, it's not an event, and that's bullshit. It is an event.
It is.
I don't care what you're saying.
Let me tell you something. I'm gonna say this again. I guess in bracket racing is an event. I guess the class racing is an event. All of it is an event then, because there's two people going down the track then, right?
All events, but they're grudge event, they bracket event.
Tracy, listen, I'm going to say this again. Man, it's fuck the smaller guys, whoever wants to join. I'm not getting mad at nobody if they don't want
to
come,
I'm not trying to stop you. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to stop you. That between you and Gene, he just asked a question. And I just came because I heard how you asked it, and I'm just saying that's the same thing because it's a grudge.
Two people talking.
Hold on. When I'm going to talk to Batman, let me talk. When you're going to talk, I'm going to let you. Because you're not going to talk over me because I'm going to keep on talking. So I'm just letting you know I'm not trying to stop you from doing what you do. I'm just looking. When you put it out there as a theory, the event is something different, and they're the same, I'm just bringing clarity to it. That's all.
It is what he's saying it is.
I'm telling
Batman,
you exactly what
Batman,
it is, and
Batman,
I'm telling you
hold
what
on,
it's
hold on, Batman, 1 second, Okay, if it's a series, generally a series is more than one. Right, a series. So if this is a series, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody when the remaining portion of this series is going to be so that people will know that this non-event, might be stacked on top of somebody else.
If they go to my board and they see it on the board, that's exactly
I'm
what
on
it
your
is.
Board right now.
I don't say nothing on my board, no different. We're running a trial run like we started in Houston. We ran a trial run in Houston, and we finished it, and we're doing it started at in Dallas on the 8th. Now, if you want to join, that's up to you. If you don't, I'm not mad at nobody, man. These are just for smaller cars who want to do something that ain't doing on the weekend that we're not doing.
Okay,
nothing.
Batman,
here's the,
Batman
hold on.
You're missing my point. You're missing my point, Batman. My point is, if this is a series, then why don't you go ahead and let the people know when the other series, the other dates will be for this series? For example,
okay,
will the next date be on March the 22nd? Will the next date be on July 4th?
Listen, I'm going to let everybody know right now. Go to my board, badboysandtexasracing.com. If you're interested in the series, or call me on my phone, 214-705-4005. Now that's all I have to say. I don't have to explain it on the radio.
Okay, man. We run about right up on the hour, man. If anybody got any new hands up, share that social line. If not, man, we're going to do fine. We're going to get out of here. We're going to wish everybody that's traveling to the last Big Grudge event of the year, we want to wish them a safe trip, man, and good luck to everybody that's making that long haul and going down there trying to do their thing for the year end. So we want to make sure we always send our support with people. Jim, we got any new hands up?
No, Tracy, you don't have any new hands up.
Okay, well, we're coming up on that hour, man. I appreciate everybody for tuning in, man. We got work to do. 2014 coming. We got to find some kind of way to try to make things better and support everybody's race the best we can. You know, that's all we can do, keep trying to help support each other and try to go to these events all in all. We just want to have a 2014, a great year of grudge racing. So, hey, man, let's do the last call, and we're going to get out of here.
Okay, Tracy, before I do final comments, I had a question that was texted to me, and I'm going to go ahead and present it. It's to Gene, and it states, Gene, have you ever considered the sale of liquor, beer, and wine at the track in order to increase the profit for your event?
No.
Okay. That's your answer. Batman, final comment.
Like I said, if you want to get interested in the series, call me at 214-705-4005 or go to the bat line or the board, batboardtextstation.com. Thank you.
Richard, final comment.
Man, I just want to see this get right. Batman, you know I'm going to go to that event. That sounds like, you know, that series. It sounds like it's going to be. Sounds like a vent to me, dude, and it sounds like it's going to be badass, and you know I want to go, and I'm going to go. I just want to get all this right so that, man, we have some badass races, and we don't show up to see, you know, more downtime because we don't have races than we have race time. You know, the lights out event and stuff like that, man. I just want to see big events, and if we got to space them out, then space them out. But, you know, that's all I'm looking for is for us to get right in the CFW area.
Hot shot, final comment.
Oh, I ain't got
done. Tree man, final comment.
I'm going to say, we all ain't going to Florida. I mean, for everybody that's just going, I mean, hope y'all get there and have a good time. And those who not, you know, we'll see y'all next year. And hope y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Final comment.
Hey, guys, times are changing in this economy. You either got to change with them or you're going to get left out.
Gene, final comment.
Man, I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Thank you, Sharon and Tracy, for all you do. Appreciate everybody coming in, sort of talking about this subject. I think, you know, like I said before, everybody needs to be able to shake hands at the end of the night. We're all looking for the same thing. I mean, we all want to go to good events, but, you know, there it is. I mean, if you're going to saturate the market, there ain't going to be no good events. But it is what it is, and if that's what you choose to do, that's what you choose to do. So, like I said, have a Merry Christmas. Everybody have a wonderful New Year. Be safe. Get your shit running good, and I'll see y'all next year.
Nikki, final comment.
I just wish everybody a Merry Christmas and be safe and see everybody next year.
Be Red, final comment.
Y'all have a Merry Christmas, and it was a good talk tonight. Maybe we can do this again. I still believe until the promoters and the track owners sit down at tables together and work out their issues, you're looking at a dinosaur.
At the club.
Bushnell. I don't know who's at the club. Bushnell, final comment.
Oh, man, I don't know what to say about that other deal. I hope y'all get it right on that race and shit, big time. I mean, like, big time. But racers, fans, spectators, man, I hope y'all have a happy holiday and wish y'all a happy New Year and all that, man, and see y'all at the tracks.
Doobie, final comment.
Everybody be safe and happy holidays to you all. Be good.
Okay. Let me check this one number, Tracy. 512-1919. Kenneth, you got your hand up?
Yes, I sure do. I got a question. I came in on a little late on this event grudge race deal. I'd like to know how it's going to be run. You know, I want to know a little bit how it's going to be ran. That's all we would. And I talked to Batman a little bit, and I guess I'll call him later. I mean, if he can tell me how it's going to be ran, I may have enough cars to come. That's my question. And I was trying to get in and get that question in.
Okay, Tracy, do you want that question?
Emma, you can call him number 214-705-4005. He said it's going to be a series he's trying to do. He actually named it Dallas versus Houston. So, hey, man, just give him a call and maybe he can explain it, Kelly, and see how it's going to run.
All right, because I want to add in that Austin area as well. It ain't just going to be no Dallas versus Houston, but
it's a lot of things that are making, man. We're going to wake up again, so, you know, just hold your horse. It's 2014 coming.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, well, y'all have a Merry Christmas. I don't see y'all the rest of this year, and be safe on the road.
All right, Tracy, it's on you.
Hey, man, good show, man. Information I can tell anybody. Hey, you know, you got a child, you got some of the things that needs to be brought up in the world of grudge. If you text it to me or you call me, I'm going to put it out there. I'm putting information out there because it's things that need to be discussed and sometimes coming on, and I open it up, man. Hey, maybe people listen. We got to find some kind of way to work together, man, to make these events. Everybody like to have a great event, man, and we got to try to work to support each and every person, every event there is. People going to go where they want to go. We just got to work on it. We got to find some kind of system. We yet to get there, but hopefully 2014, man, we don't always have all the bickering and letting it get personal and stuff like that. Find ways to try to work the way everybody can have a good show. That's what it's all about, man. Fans come out and support what we do. Let's try to give these fans something. Let's try not to give them a watered-down event in 2014. Hey, man, good show. Once again, go ahead.
Sorry. You got one more, and it's the promoter. Can I go ahead?
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Lil Mac, your mic is open.
What's up, Tracy? What's up, guys?
Hey, Mac, hold on. I'm going to go down your ass before you get started. You know this show starts at 7 o'clock. You a promoter. I send it to you. You know it starts at 7 o'clock. We doing a final call, and here you come in. I'm going to go on and say something. I had to go down on you. What's up, man?
I know, Tracy, man, but I've been out in the woods, holding on to the steering wheel. Your lines are busy. I don't know how to get in. I caught the tail end of the show. I understand this. Tracy? I've been waiting on you. I'm holding you responsible. I thought Dallas, Houston, all the promoters were going to sit down. Not the track owners, but the promoters were just going to sit down and have this powwow. What happened to that? Should that mean?
Well, we never got to the table because actually before we ever get there, usually you try to do this stuff at the end of the year, but it was powwow dumped out on the internet, received a call about bringing up a topic about it happening. So, you know, before we can ever get there,
I mean, I see what Batman's doing. I mean, Gene, I feel sorry for you, sir. I mean, I understand what you're going through as a track owner / promoter, not a track owner. And I know he's got his thing, him and Alley Cat doing, but like I said, I just think that, yeah, we should all sit down on a phone call and did a little talking before the dates went out. That's all I got to say as a promoter. I think that's what we all should have did. The heavy hitters, he's not even a heavy hitter promoter, a light hitter, you know, but I thought Alley Cat, Byron, me, you, I don't know what Summer's going to do, but I just always thought, we always going to sit down on a conversation. Let's have a powwow and, you know, go from there. Sharon, I talked to her one day. Well, she called me, asked me about my date, and I told her, hey, I did. I was wrong. I said, hey, give me some time to get back with you. And I finally did get with her, Batman called. He did the same thing. Hey, Mac, what you going to do? I said, B, give me a minute. I'll get back with you. But being said, I hate that those dates are kind of like that in the middle of that month, but it seems like to me Batman's mind's made up, so ain't nothing you can do about it. It's a done deal. I mean, I hate what Gene's going through, but that's a done deal. It's written in stone with Batman. But, you know, I just hope Gene and Batman can work together because you're going to need each other one day down the line again, like I always tell you guys. A promoter and a track owner, they're going to need each other.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
So being saying that, Tracy, when is your race, man? I mean, I didn't get to hear that part. Your 4th of July race, where is it at? And give me some details on that.
It's not a my way race. I'm just the face of it, the spearhead it. That really lobbied for it coming to Texas. Actually, it's me, Show Enough Racing, Roy James and Twin. You know, we was part of World Brothers Nationals, man, and I just lobbied real hard to bring this thing to Texas. And then again, since you got on late, that race will be the largest Brothers race in the country. It will be held 4th of July, the Friday and Saturday at San Antonio Raceway. It will be the largest growth race to ever hit the state of Texas.
Hey, man, I just hope you can kind of stick HTI in there somewhere to help out. You know, we always
hey,
want to help the next man. So, you know, you and Sharon, give us a call and see what we can do to kind of get on that list of helping out.
Well,
you know,
right there, it's a list that's compiled of 25 teams from around the country, 25 race teams from around the country. Now, I have meetings, you know, every couple of weeks, and when I be scheduling another meeting, now what? If a couple of people can't make it, I'm going to be trying my best to reach out to a couple of other Trek Texas promoters or racers and ask if they want to become a part of this big event. So right now, man, we just started out. We're trying to get it going for 2014. I'm the one directing the meetings and everything, so if a team, a drop or two, I'm going to be trying to reach out to some other Texas promoter team to come on board and try to make this thing a mega thing because it's going to be something to see. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, like last year went to Rockingham, man. Hey, the weather wasn't the best. We deal with the weather before it races. We had over 50-some races, and you had some of who's who across the country in grudge racing was there making action, and we're going to bring it to the state of Texas July 4th and 5th.
Where is it going to be at again? San Antonio,
okay. San Antonio Raceway.
But you know, HTI can help out, man. Just give us a call, man, because you know me and my brother, we always try to help out, you know. That's why I tell the next promoter, let's work together, not against each other, because, you know, when you're not looking, some tracks will be there, but some promoters might be gone. You never know, guys. I'm telling you, the only two tracks around here in Dallas don't have a promoter. It's Yellow Belly, Kennedale. Those two tracks just now, Kennedy just got a promoter. But Kennedy never had a promoter. And Yellow Belly never will have a promoter. So I can tell you guys, here today, gone tomorrow. So just see who can last the longest is all I can tell you.
I hear you, man. We appreciate it, man. But, hey, anytime we get close, man, we feel like there's room to bring somebody else in if somebody can't make it. We talk about it in the meeting what we're going to do, but I always keep them up. Eyes open on, you know, trying to pull some other Texas people in to try to help make this thing jumpstart. So this should be a big event and something for folks to come see from all over.
Hey, man, it sounds like a great thing, man. Like I said, keep it up. You know what I call you on the cool, your little nickname to me. So, like I say, I hold you responsible. You know, you do the MLK, man, to me. So do what you got to do to make it work, big dog.
Appreciate that, man. Okay, Sharon.
Okay, you had one more hand up, but I went to them a couple of times, and they weren't paying attention. Batman just put his hand back up, Tracy, it's up to you.
Go, let me see what you
say. Say,
go ahead, Batman.
Is Freddie going to act right, man?
Huh?
Is Freddie going to act right in San Antonio? Is he going to act right?
Right now, you're a smart man. For me to say San Antonio, you ought to know I took care of my business.
Well, you know, now I've been down with since your first event now, dog. You know that.
Hey,
I'm just going to know if you're going
to ask me. Hey, for me to make it happen like that, I don't take care of my business.
Okay, that's all I need to know, if he's going to act right, that's all. But, you know, I don't mind helping you, big dog. But I don't know if he's going to act right.
We straight.
No, okay.
We
straight. All right.
That's it, Tracy.
Okay. Hey, once again, man, good show, man. Again, everybody be safe. You know, next week, some guys, come up, man. We need to come up with what we feel like for Texas. Going to be the category of Rookie of the Year, Grudge Race of the Year. We still haven't got that finalized. We need to come up with some names, so we want to try to present some to these people, you know, for what they do throughout the year, man. So hey, let's be thinking in terms of it. If somebody got a topic that they think that we need to talk about next week, hey, let's try to make it productive. Shoot me a text. Give me a call, man. Right now, we don't have a lot of races going on throughout the end of the year, so people like these shows, so we're going to feel something to feel that way to try to make it entertaining, man. So, and all in all, let's keep it grudge, baby, and be safe, and everybody stay warm. Till then, we'll see y'all next Tuesday. Good night, everybody.
One last thing, Tracy. You might want to remind everybody about what you plan to do. I think you said that next week will be the last live show for the year.
I didn't hear you say it again.
Let everybody know that next week will be the last live show for the year.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve.
That's right. The Tuesday, New Year's Eve, which will be the 24th, the Tuesday the 24th, we will not. We have a pre-recorded show going. We will not be on the 24th. The Tuesday before Christmas, we will take that back up the Tuesday following Christmas. So just to let everybody know, we will be on next week, so come up with some information and topics for me, and we'll take it from there. Good night.
Bow wow, yeah.